You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you are interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
This is Bradley Martin of the Screener Squad. I welcome you to listen to our independent film called, well, not our independent film, it's a film directed and written by Emma Silgeman, Shiva Baby. Now, if you don't know what a Shiva is, that is a celebration of life when someone has passed away. In the Hebrew and Judea traditions, that's the most I know about it. Thank God I'm not alone to talk about this movie and this tradition. I have with me Doggett.
Just dog it, just to be respectful.
Very good. And of course, we would never, here it comes, don't groan, Shaq, stay with me. We have, not passing over, TC with us.
Good to be here, Bradley.
And yes, as I spoiled, we have the man, the myth, the legend, one of the wonders of the trio from Sequels, an excellent podcast. Shaq is with us.
You know what? I'll let that earlier thing slide because you plugged the podcast. Well, thank you.
One of the original 13.
Listen, that's ancient history. We ain't talking about that right now.
Well, it's a celebration. We're not bemoaning the circumstances of being who you are. We're celebrating it.
Thank you. Thank you.
As is tradition.
Yep. As is tradition. Shaq, if you will, please give us a synopsis on this film about everybody hating themselves, I'd imagine.
It's a much more condensed story than that. So essentially this movie follows Danielle, played by Rachel Sennett, who's kind of like a young, like 20-something, who's like, doesn't really know what she wants to do. But like when we open, she's pretty much having like a relationship with her sugar daddy, a dude named Max. At the very beginning, like they just finished having sex and they're just like, hey, I'm gonna go do this. She's going to a funeral, to a Shiva, and she lies to Max and is like, hey, yeah, I'm just going to go do this brunch or whatever. So she goes to the Shiva, she meets up with her family, and not even like 10 minutes later, Max shows up to the same Shiva. Not only that, she finds out all about his other relationships, like how this man is married, has a child. And so not only she has to deal with that, she has to deal with like ex-friends and like her very judgmental family. Mm-hmm. It's chaos. This movie is what, 80 minutes? It's mm-hmm. 80
yeah.
minutes.
It's about 87
minutes. It feels
minutes,
like
yeah.
2 hours, but not because it's like slow, because it's so fucking stressful.
Oh my God, yes.
How many times did you cringe every time somebody touched her face?
Oh my.
Just putting their fingers down her throat.
The moment Max shows up to the Shiva, I screamed, oh fuck no.
Oh, no. Yes, that was shocking. The moment that had me go, oh my God, and laughingly cringe is, didn't you have a baby recently?
Yeah.
There is so many moments in this movie where I was like, I'm smiling, but it's that discomfort, that horrible, cringy, oh my God.
Were you guys ever not tense during this film?
No, this is, my stomach was turning.
The opening scene is like the only part where it's like, okay, this is any semblance of normalcy. Once we get inside the house, which this entire movie takes place in, I was just uncomfortable. I'm like, I felt like her, where I'm like, I want to leave.
Yeah. Nah. She was trying to get away this entire movie, and I was waiting for the mom to be like, hey, we only have one location. You're not getting away.
Well, yes, her mother and her father are there, and she's there, and an old childhood flame is there as mm-hmm. well. And the ambience of the entire Shiva is mourning, but also almost like a high school locker room hallway between classes, everybody's gossiping about everybody. They're saying nice things to each other. Then they're saying shitty things to each other. Like, oh, look at him. I hear he's trying to be a banker. Yeah, trying to be. I heard he couldn't get an accounting job if someone paid his father to hire him. It's brutal.
I feel like the only people who, like, the more brutal gossip is not teenagers, it's just elderly Jewish women.
There it is.
Like, they will say the most cutting shit, and they'll make it seem like it's just normal.
Well, that's an ugly baby. Right. Did you see the baby?
Man, they would just talk shit right in front of you. At least my relatives have the decency to, like, speak a different language when they do it.
This is a Shiva. This is a Jewish tradition. This, speaking from experience, this is very, very, very real.
Talking shit.
I'm glad you have a Jewish person so I can, like, explain, like, is this, how accurate is this?
Yes. 100%.
Oh, wow. My mother-in-law was interested in that, if these type of gatherings are as accurate as happy anger, I'm just going to call it.
Spectacularly beautiful reality there.
TC, invite me to one if you ever go.
Okay. You're invited.
But are you sure you want that? Because Max is married to an actress most famously known in Glee, Diana Agron, who plays Kim, and Max's wife, and she's a Gentile. What did they call her? Like a Shemitzvah or something.
That's right.
Yeah. We were like, what does that mean? And we actually went on Google, typed in Jewish terms, and it pretty much just means Gentile. She's blonde hair.
She converted, but converted. Yeah. Come on. What is that? What is conversion? No.
If she didn't have that baby, he should leave her. You know, things
her,
like
her dad. I hear her dad was Jewish. Oh, like that matters. That doesn't count.
TC, you sound like you're having flashbacks throughout this movie.
The intensity really ramps up as our main character, Danielle, slowly starts to realize that everybody at this party knows things about her that she doesn't want to know. Mm-hmm. She's got lies juggling with lies on top of other lies with partners that are juggling those lies. Mm-hmm. Like, as she says, she's a babysitter. Now, I'm pretty naive. I grew up in a very naive, you know, hopeful, cheery way. It took me like an hour to piece together what babysitter meant. Like, oh, that's why he gave her money at the beginning.
Yeah.
So.
wait, what?
Essentially, she just can't keep up with all the lies. Like, especially just like the simple backstory of where did you guys meet? They've had like 8 different backstories. And every time I was just like, you were just digging the hole. I got to say, I love the script. The script is really freaking funny. Just like every line of dialogue, there was always like a moment I was just like laughing my ass off, whether it was just like her badly bullshitting through everything or just like the family members just coming in, like some like old grandma will come in for like one line and just have something that just kills me.
What they masterfully did you're right, the script of this it's spectacular. The claustrophobia and the way they would film long lingering shots where they wouldn't cut, but as soon as it started getting tense and you could feel this visual panic attack happening to Danielle, the camera would get nice and close. The sound would hone in on people's mouths. The baby would start crying in the background and just, you feel the anxiety that she's feeling. And when the anxiety is released by the simple matter of her walking away, even the camera backs up and lets you breathe. It's a masterclass in editing and sound design and camera work in that regard.
Oh, man. This movie is messy. Tyler Perry, take some fucking notes. This is how you do a messy, trifling dramedy with no budget. I tip my hat to you.
Dude, I gotta say, the score in this, because you mentioned music. Dude, the music in this is basically like the trailer for like every folk horror movie of like the last like 5 years.
Yes!
Like, this is Ari Aster's soundtrack.
Yes, 100%. There's dissonant chords, and they start overlapping on each other to become even more dissonant. And that adds to the stress of being a liar, being uncertain at this like mid-20s. Like having people judging you. You're not wrong to compare this to a horror movie in a way, because it's too real. Like the stress, the tension is so real. It's horrific, but beautifully so.
Man, when your benefactor meets your family, like it's hard to describe that feeling.
Just like the stare they gave each other.
Like that happy grin, like, you are not better than me or my life, so step off. It's so good to see you.
Man, there's a point where the scumbag pretty much had a moment where like, you know what? No, I'm not that much of a piece of shit. And I was furious at the main character. Like, how dare you let this guy high-road you?
Oh, my God. She's just a kid in this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, she's an adult. And they are consenting adults.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the overwhelming pressure to be perfect, I've never seen it so well articulated through conversation and ambient conversation and just people at a gathering without meaning, or at least they didn't seem like they were trying to destroy this girl.
No.
They were trying.
It's just natural judgment, not just of Jewish culture, but especially of Jewish culture, of to be so constantly, oh, you're skinny now. Are you starving yourself? Remember how big you used to be?
There's no winning, TC. She was too thin. Now she was too fat. Like, what is she? What do you want her to be? She's like being strangled different. By these words.
They want her to be different.
She's walking away at one point. She picks up a piece of food right before a scene cut. She grabs a piece of food and takes a bite and just heard someone in the background going, oh, look, she's eating now. And then it cuts the scene right there.
Now, I'm not sure what I was supposed to get out of this third act. I really thought something absolutely dreadful was going to happen. And it didn't matter what it was, like a meteor strikes the house or a sinkhole just swallows it up. I'm not going to spoil anything, of course. Not that this is a mystery or anything, but how did you guys feel about the wind down of this journey?
Oh, man, that's the cherry on top. It's like a big old blanket punishment for everybody. Like, everybody was, like, trying to be polite. I'm glad I am who I am. I would have been rude as fuck.
How about you, Jack?
In terms of, like, the final act, I was fine with it. Like, again, at this point, it was just, like, at a breaking point. I'm like, please just go. Get out of here. Like, this pain, it's hurting me as much as it's hurting you, because it's very much hurting you right now.
I can see where, Bradley, you might be a little not in love with how it came to its conclusion. I'm sort of sensing that in how you're prompting us.
Well, I don't know what I would want from it, so I admit that, but go on.
From just a screenwriting perspective, from looking at how this is all structured, it has to be more or less wrapped up as they get in the car and drive away, because it all takes place at this Shiva. And as soon as they're in the car, the story's over. I wondered if we were going to cut away and see, like, tomorrow or whatnot. But once it became clear that they weren't going to truly wrap this up, that there wasn't going to be any, like, strong closure in this, I liked, as Doc had put it, the punishment they all have to face by sitting in there, and the very small but beautiful reward that this character who's just gone through a figurative hell that is rewarded to the audience and Danielle's main character.
I would say there is a climax, though. Like, it's like that Bill Hicks Western joke. She's just like, pick up the baby. And she's like, you know, miss, I don't want any trouble. And she's like, pick up the baby.
I don't even understand the manipulation. I've been told that I'm idiotically honest, and I don't know if my brain is just like, don't lie, Brad, you can't pull it off.
Bradley, you would be like Mr. Peanut Butter. You'd be like, hey, look, I cheated. Like, 2 minutes later.
Well, with that, let's get to our final thoughts. So, Doggett, why don't you lead us?
Man, I love this movie. I love short movies. As anybody knows me knows, I think most movies have no excuse to be longer than 90 minutes. And I think
that short? Are you serious?
Okay, no. I will let them. If they're longer, they get a pass. But I don't think a movie needs to be longer than 2 hours for the most part. For the most part.
Okay.
If it is, it's a part one. Just make it a part one, then. I just love this, how it was filmed. I love the characters. I loved how it showed how suffocating a loving family is. For me personally, yeah, this is a 10 out of 10. No, everybody should watch this movie.
Geez.
All right. Shaq.
Yeah, no, I thought this was pretty great. Like I said, I like the script. I like the performances of everybody. Like, Rachel Sennett is really good at comedic timing. Mm-hmm. I actually like Molly Gordon a lot. Like, I've liked her a lot in things. Like, Booksmart, she was great in that. But I liked her here. They're both matching comedic energy. The family was great. I liked how claustrophobic it felt. This is like The Office on steroids in terms of just, like, uncomfortability. Yeah, no, I had a really good time with this. Way more, and I related to it way much more than I thought I would, just in terms of just, like, yeah, how family dynamics work, secret judgments, and all this other stuff. I had a lot of fun with this. So I got to give this like 8.5 badly pronounced Rugulas out of 10.
All right. TC.
This movie is incredibly real and cringy and gut-squeezing tense in all the best ways possible. The performances, the score, the cinematography, the camera work. The fact that this is a first-time feature for Emma Seligman is phenomenal. This is the sort of film that proves that film school works, because this was her senior thesis as a short film, and that got her the feature film. And by saying that, this is on the same level as Whiplash was for Damien Chazelle, which was his senior project that he then got to make as a feature film. And if she's producing at this level for her first, I can't wait to see what she does the rest of her career. This film hooked me from the first dissonant chord and had me laughing at Danielle's pain, which I could relate to way too much sometimes. I had audible reactions several times to key moments. I had several oh my god moments. The camera work, the score, the performances, as I said, the script, just stunning. This is not for the faint of heart. It is cringe. If you can't bear with that, then don't bother. But if you love, as Shaq said, The Office, the UK Office in particular, that sort of cringe, if you love the tension of Whiplash, the realness of the Before trilogy, I highly, highly recommend Shiva Baby. I'm giving this a 10 out of 10 as well. And a 10 out of 10 lost and unlocked phones. Oof. I loved it.
Oh my God.
So yes, I fully admit, I am the faint of heart you're talking about, TC. There were several times in this movie where I was all like, oh my gosh, just let me into this Shiva so I can tell her it's going to be okay. And that's going to be your decision for it to be okay. You don't need to live this life your mom keeps trying to force on you. It can be up to you. Everything's going to be okay. Just breathe. But that I don't get to be in this movie, so I watched a bunch of young people suffer, and it was so difficult for me. I'm like a father of 8, by the way, so yeah. Oh, this was such
you're a father
hard
of
watch.
8? Say that again.
Yeah,
yes.
He's got 8 kids.
What? Yeah. He's got a minor league baseball team.
Yeah, and yeah, there was a time early when I'd be all like, and he's going to be an astronaut, he's going to be the first one to walk on Mars, and she's going to be a famous doctor that cures a cancer, and it took maybe around the fourth kid, I was like, actually, what do you want to do with your life?
Good man.
So,
but the first three were already set.
Oh, yeah, the first three, probably hearing this, be like, thanks a lot, Dad. That's why I'm so messed up. You tell my therapist what you pay for. Anyways.
It's getting a bit real over here for Bradley. He's admitting a lot of stuff to us right now. No judgments. No judgments. We are fine. It's fine. Boy, can you believe the problems Bradley's having over here? My goodness.
Those 8 kids walk all over him. What was I saying? Oh, this was a very hard watch for me is what I'm trying to say. I think I need like a year for me to like meet someone to be like, I kind of want to watch something unnerving. And I'd be like, oh, we should watch Shiva Baby. But now you're going to hear me say, this is like a 6 out of 10 for me. And maybe in a year I'll hear that and be like, oh, Brad, you're crazy. But oh, this like squeezed my heart. Oof, even the everyone was talking shit, you guys. Even that baby was talking shit through this whole movie. Constantly crying like, hey, why isn't my daddy a doctor? I'll go with 7 out of 10 really sad babies. You just gotta let sleep. That's not the time to gather around and poke at a baby, not while they're sleeping. What is wrong with these people?
That baby was loud as fuck. Oh my God.
Yeah, and it was. Like, just give me the damn baby, I wanted to say. This is how you hold the baby. Shh, shh, shh. Everything's okay.
I will say, it's very clever from script to screen to what we have with this movie being called Shiva Baby, the baby crying. When you hear a baby crying, there is an internal lizard brain feral response to a baby crying, as if to say, help me, please give me attention. And our main character is desperately crying out for help without saying a word. Her mother can see
it. Oh, shit, that's why it's called Shiva Baby.
Her mother can see it. Shit. Her best friend, her former flame, can see it. It's a beautiful use of the title and the sound design and having the baby in there. Just want to put that out
if
there. For
if there is any movie that ever needs to be renamed Get Out, this is the one.